Here is last poems, the question mark being very important. Observing trees. Far away from us tussling on the mattress, the beautiful look in your eyes of shock as the mornings end. So now I'm here observing trees. Only the owls hoot, children laughing in the far distance, as I weigh up each one, chestnut oak, liquid amber, miracles aplenty. So yes, I promise you, yet again to climb up on these branches, and I'll sing hymns of these boughs, glory in the leaves. Viaduct. Lest I dream it, lest it is a dream, you do say it. I'm a force of nature, crossing the viaduct. London Road below, windows and fire escapes. On our way to my bench in Southover Gardens, where the oil hoots, a bell starts ringing when I least expect it, after the quiet sun this fateful morning, crossing the viaduct. That plane. Vapor trails. That plane up there, heading somewhere warmer. And it's up there you are. I know that now. Looking down on houses, the river's curve, those square fields, putting stuff straight in your very beautiful head. Crow. Lest you wonder, should you contemplate, I'm out of the sun and only one crow, that one over there on the lawn knows the outcome. My wine's so bitter, nothing to hang to, only us kissing near the roundabout in that car park. Cranes above, swaying over offices, before my crow laments with me, looks at me straight. It signals, it's omens. This garden. Before the vanishing act, before the finale, I've got the Rioja, some plastic cups, and we could talk even, or just stay quiet, listen for the oil. And I'll pay your fare, take you to the tea shop. Sure, look over there, the waitress outside, waiting for the sun, setting up our table. Phantom. Some might say I've just made you up for the hell of it, but I know better. And here we are right now in the gardens, a blanket laid out, another bottle ready to go. I promise this as you lay back, head in my lap. Tell me of a place you first dreamed me, a place you say you've now forgotten. That cat. From the back of some comfortable house with a patio and bookshelves across on the avenue, where I think the oil is, that Siamese cat is appearing again. Sort of high magic, I consider it. Pottering about on the grass over there. So far as I'm concerned, that cat is telling us we must consider desire, should it occur again. Drizzle. Construction work over on the avenue. Cement mixers churning. Drills all etching, years unlocking secrets and whispers as I hum with them our imaginary songs, those we made up down at the boatyard that year, whenever, amid the rotting hulls and all the dead engines. Time after time. Your perfume exotic in this drizzle, and now I think I see you over in that clearing. But oh no, you're an X-ray, particles and dots never joining up, crystals exploding, disappearing through yellow light. I squint, my eyes so sore. Jazz. Out of your windows, at times free form, discordant notes, fractured sacks, your face falling, tears coming, but then a melody, Chet or Coleman Hawkins, should we feel lucky, closer to the answers, if ever there are any. Cakes. Again. Look, she's setting it up, the tea shop yonder, turning over the sign in the doorway, cups lined up, pastries you fancy, creamy with luxury. As you lean across, kiss me so gently, making most things vaguely possible. At the very least. Noise. Such building work for a new future. Beeping and hammering, drilling and scraping. Bricks laid yet again. This is infernal. Drowning it all out. The bells dimmer. The oil stunned into silence. Everything slanted, out of kilter, spooked and grinding to a halt, I fear. That other bench. Near the statue, under safer trees, sheltering today from the showers on another bench. And I can see myself over there as usual, plastic cup in my hand, staring down, looking frailer, I think you'd say, should you deem ever again or want to cast your shadow. Onward, I suppose. Better just continue. Better that way, I reckon. The sun back briefly. Pigeons a-frolicking. Tourists eager arriving. So I'll listen to no one, except maybe you. There to my left, all your drapery. The quilt we lay on. And drunk or on the way, I send out flares, hoping for miracles. Places again. Shouting at me, sometimes whispering of promenades, beach huts, spray and seaweed over the railings, a lighthouse beam over cliffs, and even here too, a place that found me. Bells and birds, tranquil most days, another horizon I'll walk over, another dimension you're welcome to. Stranger. Being a stranger might help, might just save me, and I've got a lot I need to reconcile. Best get down to the serious work. And the trees agree, the statue and the aisle, all those vapor trails, forgetting memories. Your spice rack, all your furnishings, that frown you have, lines around your eyes, if I upset you ever. Trial run. My crow agrees, nodding to me, travelling light from the CD I nearly stole. It has to be that version, as I'm pushed in reluctantly to the burner. My cousins over there look at their love spreading in the room, and friends who keep me living. Lovers and drinkers, and poets too, chat in such good form. Thank you very much.